You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. It's Thursday, and that means our regular chat with Birmingham News columnist John Archibald, and this morning we're focusing on education. The breaking news today, the University of Alabama at Birmingham may be close to naming a new president. AL.com reports sources close to the selection process indicate the dean of the UAB School of Medicine, Dr. Ray Watts, will get the job. John, what do we know about Ray Watts?
Well, of course, he's a Birmingham guy, a local guy, a UAB guy, got his degree here, a longtime UAB person. So, I mean, I think that ultimately, that's why it's really no big surprise that this is happening. But, you know, Dean of Medicine, Vice President, he's UAB through and through.
And it looks pretty likely from sources at your newspaper that he will be approved all the way through the state university trustees system.
Yeah, it seems clear. If you look back on how it developed, that he was really kind of targeted all along, and I don't, you know, it's going to be smooth sailing, and you'd have to think that UAB is pretty happy about it.
A lot of transition for UAB lately, with Carol Garrison leaving somewhat unexpectedly last year. When she left, there were a lot of questions about why. It wasn't for another job. It wasn't for the proverbial spend more time with family. We're now 6 months out. What insight do we have about that?
Well, it's clear. Well, it's clear, at least in my mind, which may not make it clear at all. But it's clear that she was forced out by the Board of Trustees, and a lot of people want to kind of say it had something to do with the whole issue of pushing for the UAB football stadium. Maybe more than that. I think what's really clear is that she did not bow deeply enough to the powers that be, or that was the perception down there in Tuscaloosa anyway.
So moving away from UAB and going to K-12 education, this week more than 100 current and former Birmingham City School employees filed a lawsuit against the school board, the State Board of Education, many of the individuals involved in the state takeover of Birmingham City Schools. What's that about?
Well, it's about jobs, first and foremost. I mean, it's really the culmination of another lawsuit that was tossed out of court a while back. And
so these folks lost their jobs, or they were assigned to other jobs when the state took over Birmingham City Schools?
Most of them were those who had lost their jobs during takeover. Some are also currently employed, I think, have been shifted around. And there's a element to that lawsuit that challenges the state takeover itself and the way that was done.
As you said, the judge already ruled that the state takeover of the school district was legal last year. He threw out one of their lawsuits already. What's the chance they have for this lawsuit?
Not being a lawyer or a judge is tough, but I would say from a layman's perspective, not much.
Okay. Finally, January, Gifted Education Month, so says Governor Robert Bentley. And you write in your column yesterday that Alabama is not doing enough to support its academically gifted students. Explain.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it is a tough argument to make sometimes to say the smart kids really need a lot of help, too. But we have not done a lot in the state to promote gifted programs on a state level. I mean, we fund them this year. We have refunded them this year, really, for the first time in 5 years, but it's $1 million across the state, which is very little for students. And, plenty of studies show that give extra help and support to the gifted kids, then they end up, you know, underachieving more than others.
So is it dangerous for me to ask a journalist to do the math? If they've got $1 million line item budget for gifted education, how does that work out?
What's the $19 a student?
Okay.
It's barely $2 a month, if I remember correctly, in a school month, not a lot in the way of programs.
So $2 a month per gifted student in Alabama, and that's supposed to cover what?
Well, I mean, the funding covers education, assessment, teachers, and programs, okay? But let's remember, too, that many of the programs are funded on a local level also with enrichment programs, and the ones that are successful have done that on a local level. Doing it on a statewide level really just spreads it to those who have not afforded or have not been able to come up with those programs.
How does Alabama's spending compare to other states?
Oh, Lord. It's embarrassing. It's, you know, Mississippi spends $60 million while we spend $1 million. Florida and Georgia, of course, they have lotteries, spend over $200 million. I haven't found one yet that's lower than $20 million. I mean, we are far, far less than almost all of the states.
This year, gifted education advocates, I guess, are going to try to coax lawmakers into raising that $1 million line item in the budget to $6.2 million, which would be a record amount for Alabama. How likely is it?
That's right. I mean, you know, it's not as if it has to be a bill. I mean, it is a line item in the budget. If they can coax the right people in committee to put that on, it has a pretty good shot. But, you know, if you're taking money, you know, in these hard times, if you're putting money in, you're taking it from something else. So it'll be a fight.
So they'll be fighting advocates on the other side.
That's right. For other probably worthy projects.
So. Okay. Thanks, John.
All right.
John Archibald's column appears on AL.com and in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And John appears here on WBHM's Morning Edition each Thursday.